We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview ahead of the series finale here in Amarillo. I'm Jack Smith alongside Riders left-hander Dylan McLean, who threw 5 1-run innings in last night's 5-4 win for the Riders. Dylan, thanks for joining us.
Of course, no problem.
You kind of conquered this ballpark with the way that you threw last night. Simple question for you, how'd you do it?
I mean, I wasn't worried about the ballpark going in. I was talking to Thomas about it and just trying to dominate my process and execute one pitch at a time. And if some stuff out of control in this ballpark happens, don't let it spiral on me and just keep executing quality pitches.
It's been so hard specifically for starters to kind of settle in early in games this week, but you went 9 up and 9 down. So what was the key for you to just make yourself comfortable early?
Getting ahead, getting in good counts, and then once I got to those 2 straight counts, being really intentional with my 2-strike execution and not being too much in zone with 2 strikes. That's something we talked about right before the game yesterday.
Of your 71 pitches, though, 52 of them were strikes. So when you're in the zone that much, what's going right with your mechanics and your mindset?
My mindset's just aggressive, and until 2 strikes, just trying to throw everything as hard as I can down the middle and knowing that I'm not going to hit that spot every time. I mean, that's kind of a theory that a lot of big league teams live by now, and I'll live by it. And then, I mean, honestly, my mechanics just feel like my energy is going towards home plate. Everything's going through the catcher.
You also largely kept the ball on the ground, which is in this ballpark key no matter what the weather is. When you're able to get the ball on the ground, are there certain pitches that you're leaning on the most?
I felt like the two seam and cutter combo was good to get ground balls, and then getting that fastball in and then using the changeup to righties.
Some guys just throw the 1 4-seam fastball, but you mentioned the 2-seam and the cutter. Where did you pick up those pitches, and was there a story behind them?
So I started throwing the cutter end of the year 2023, and then got hurt in 2024, then started the year 2025, wasn't really throwing it, was struggling in high A, and then they came to me and they're like, hey, like, this is your best pitch and you're throwing it 10% of the time. So up the usage then, and then worked on the 2-seam all off season, and then honestly, last night's the first time that I've really thrown it a lot in game.
What gave you the comfortability to make yesterday, the kind of venue to throw it that much?
I think working on it in practice throughout the week, it felt good. And it's felt good the last few weeks, but faced a bunch of righties. And I knew this lineup had a bunch of lefties, and that could be a real weapon here if I could get it into lefties and get ground balls here.
When you were working on it over the offseason, were there certain guys that you studied who throw 2-seams that you could maybe replicate?
Yeah, a lot of guys who naturally like supinate or cut the ball a little bit like I do. Like I looked at, like, the biggest guy I looked at was Max Fried with the Yankees. Now, I mean, he's the guy who heavy biased to cut the ball, and he's able to throw a good 2-seam. So kind of took his grip and altered it a little bit. I'm a little bit down the seam, but similar to his.
Talking with Dylan McLean here on the Cacique pregame show, what's the key to throwing a cutter?
It's so different for everyone. I mean, for me, the key is just staying on top of the ball and just thinking, rip it and trust it'll go glove side. But I mean, it's different for everyone, depending on your arm slot, who you are, the grip, all that.
You mentioned Thomas St. Clair, who was your pitching coach last year in High A Hub City as well. What's it been like over the last 2 years pitching for him?
It's been great. I mean, I've gotten so much better as a pitcher. I've gone from guy with like 2.5 maybe pitches to feel like I got command of 5 pitches now. And honestly, I mean, some of the biggest adjustments we've made have been mentally for me, just getting in a more aggressive, like, attack mindset on the mound. So, I mean, it's been awesome working with him. I'm excited for the rest of the year.
In the pitch building process, is that something where he comes to you and says, hey, Dylan, I think this is a pitch that you could add, and then you work on it together? Or is it something that you approach him with, hey, can you teach me how to throw blank?
It's kind of 50-50. I mean, with the cutter, I had that added. And then he's like, just throw it more. Like, I had the pitch. And then with the 2-seam, it was like, it'd be sick if you could make a ball go arm side. Like, definitely, all right, I'll try. And then we tried a bunch of different stuff and got a little better over time.
Now that you've had a couple of years with him, how would you describe your relationship with him off the field?
It's great. He's a funny guy. He actually, I mean, he's our coach, but, I mean, he's also one of the boys. Like, he can relate to all of us super well. He played pro ball not that, I mean, we were almost in pro ball at the same time, so we understand a lot of the same things and, like, what this lifestyle is like.
Do you have an example of how he's one of the boys?
I mean, Loomis was talking to him on Sunday, and we were just, like, asking him if he wanted to go golf with us. He didn't come, which is kind of crazy, but I was thinking about, I don't know if I've had another coach that I just go up to and be like, hey, do you want to come golf with us?
How's your golf game?
It's a work in progress. I will say that I have chipped in 2 rounds in a row. Ooh. So other than that, not great, but we're looking to make it 3 this Monday.
Who's the best golfer of the bunch?
I would say, you know, I want to say myself, but Ryan Lobus did play so much better than me last time we went, so I got to give him the nod. Mm-hmm.
That does it for part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Dylan McClain. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday when the Riders take on the Tulsa Drillers. We'll play part two in the pregame then. We've got more to come here on the Cacique pregame show, including starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. We'll be back in a bit.